This is the closing market report for Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Mark, thanks for being with us. Mm-hmm. Let's start in the Midwest. I've seen a lot of the corn crop over the last week. I got to say, the corn crop looks really good for the most part. There are some areas, as I've talked about already today on the show, including a stretch from Minneapolis to Mason City, so Minneapolis south into Iowa, that clearly was too wet, and it had a pretty good-sized impact on what I think the yields will be in that area. But then there are just tremendous number of acres that look really, really good. What's your assessment of the Corn Belt at this point, and what kind of weather conditions will we have over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, it's quite a bit of variability here across the Corn Belt from a precipitation standpoint here recently. There's been, like you mentioned, there's been some of the wet pockets. There's also been some of the drier pockets. And it looks like from a macro standpoint, as we look out for the next couple of weeks, we feel that the majority of the Midwest will be in a drier than normal pattern, or in other words, will receive below normal rainfall amounts. Now, again, it's not like any kind of wide scale major dryness, but as we look out ahead, our forecast for this week is calling for about 40% of the belt receiving amounts. What we would define as significant amounts over half of an inch, and then for next week, coverage looks a little bit higher than what we're seeing this week at about 45% of the Midwest receiving amounts over half of an inch here. So from a rainfall standpoint, we feel that between about a half and two-thirds of the belt will feature below normal rainfall here during the next couple of weeks. But obviously, if you're in those kind of zones of rain, such as what we're kind of seeing, well, we saw here overnight in portions of Iowa and northwest Illinois and portions of Michigan here coming up here later today, then you're the winner. But then other areas will even completely miss out here over the next couple of weeks.
Any concerns that you really have in the Corn Belt as it relates to either the corn or the soybean crop, or overall does it seem to be, as most are suggesting, in really pretty good condition?
Well, we still have seen at times some heat spikes or heat waves. We saw that throughout July, especially the first half of July, which did coincide with some corn pollination. We're seeing that here just over the weekend. We had a brief period of heat here in the Midwest. Expect overall a warmer bias, but we're not seeing any other extreme heat or anything that persistent from a highly anomalous temperature perspective as we look out over the next couple of weeks. So again, not an ideal situation, but also not, severely problematic either.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds great, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Find us online at WILLAG.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.